Yeah, of course, like we're saying, the problem with that is with the Mac silicone, which I was thinking about buying the last, the best Mac I could find that still was Intel. I think we're going back now a few years for that. And I was talking to Dave, and he said, don't. And I'm glad I didn't. But, there is that issue. By the way, I'm right behind the new Central Intake and Assessment Center. Wonder if this is affecting my signal getting in the Warren. I just came from behind it just now. So, but anyhow, I'm glad I got the latest, greatest, M3 or whatever the heck it is my chip is. Just got to figure out if I can get around that darn USB issue and see if I can get all that stuff running. If I could, that would be just like heaven. But yeah, running the VMs on a outboard drive is really good. That way I can dedicate plenty of space to them, and and they don't gobble up. Same as you. I think I got a terabyte. I wish I had two. Whatever I've got, I wish I had more. but I got what I got. That's why I'm keeping the virtual machines off on the drive, the external SSD. I got a really good external SSD enclosure and drive. It's blazingly fast. That's why I went with the enclosure and an SSD as opposed to a ready-to-go drive, because it's hard to find one that performs at the level that this setup I got. I'll send you the links to what I got. Anyhow, I just pulled up here. I'm going to switch over to the handheld, so I'm going to still be here, but there might be I might miss a round. W8FU.
I just pulled up to 23 here, and it's bumper for whatever reason, because no one knows how to drive. The downside to Max is you're kind of locked into what you got. You can't upgrade anything, and you got to make sure you get what you need the first go around. But I'm happy with mine all in all. I probably don't need a Kali Linux VM. I probably don't need a Fedora VM. I probably don't need a Sequoia VM. I mean, I've got four VMs on there plus the native OS, so probably not necessary.